This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A confirmed EF1 tornado touched down in Summers last week. The National Weather Service says it started near 18th Street and 72nd Avenue. Winds hit about 100 miles an hour, damaging buildings and trees before the storm moved on. Most of the rest of the damage across Kenosha County came from straight-line winds. Cleanup continues in Kenosha after those storms. The city is telling people they can call and schedule curbside pickup for branches and debris. Collection runs through Thursday and includes damage from the tornado and strong winds. Franklin police are searching for a suspect after an attempted sexual assault on the Oak Leaf Trail. Investigators say a 41-year-old woman was attacked Thursday night. The suspect is described as a muscular man wearing black and a face mask. Police are asking for any tips. For the first time, women will be a part of Racine's Iwo Jima parade float this 4th of July. Organizers say two female veterans are joining the long-standing tribute to World War II service members. A new proposal could change how absentee ballots are handled in Wisconsin. The Postal Service wants more voter information up front, which critics say could slow delivery, especially in rural areas. Supporters argue it would improve tracking and security. The plan is still under review. A large mural honoring Brewers broadcaster Bob Uecker is now complete in downtown Milwaukee. The artwork spans the side of a building and took about a month to finish. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is planned for later this month. And a free summer playground program is now underway in Racine for kids ages 5 to 14. Activities are held at local parks and community centers 4 days a week. City leaders say it offers an easy drop-in option to keep kids active and engaged. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. A weekend straw poll at the Wisconsin Democratic Convention shows Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez on top, but the race is far from settled. Rodriguez led the field with 164 votes, followed by State Representative Francesca Hong, and then State Senator Kelda Royce. The gathering was held in Madison, where both Hong and Royce are based. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who has polled strongly in other settings, finished near the bottom here. About 60% of convention attendees took part in the vote. State health leaders say tick activity has reached its seasonal peak. The Department of Health Services says nymphal deer ticks are driving the increase and spread most human tick-borne illnesses, including Lyme disease. Officials say the tiny ticks are harder to detect and can stay attached longer, increasing the risk of disease transmission. Health officials encourage you to use insect repellent, wear protective clothing, and perform daily tick checks. Volunteer first responders in rural communities could soon get help buying homes under a new proposal from Congress. Senators Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin and Kevin Kramer of North Dakota introduced a bill to expand federal housing options. It would raise income limits for certain USDA loans and give volunteers access to discounted homes through a federal program. State firefighters and EMS groups are backing the plan. Baldwin says the goal is to make it easier for communities to attract and keep emergency workers. Wisconsin is rolling out a new specialty license plate tied to the Iola Car Show. The DMV says part of the cost goes towards supporting community and nonprofit groups connected to the event. Organizers say the show brings in about 120,000 visitors each year to Waupaca County and generates millions for the local economy. The plate joins dozens of other specialty options for our state. Drivers can sign up through the DMV website. A new federal proposal could impact how quickly absentee ballots move through the mail in Wisconsin. The Postal Service wants states to provide voter names and ballot barcodes before delivery, a change critics say could delay votes and create confusion. State officials warn rural ballots may have to travel farther for processing, adding time during a tight election window. Others argue the rule would improve tracking and election security. The plan is still under review with legal challenges and a final decision expected later this summer. State agents seized beer from Minocqua Brewing Company as part of an ongoing investigation into possible violations. The Department of Revenue says agents carried out a planned inspection tied to a long-running complaint and worked with the company's legal team ahead of time. Video posted online shows officers removing cases of beer from the Minocqua taproom. Owner Kirk Bangstead claims about $25,000 worth of product was taken over a tax issue and says he plans legal action. The state has not confirmed those details and says says the investigation is still active. Bankstad was told earlier in the week his submission paperwork to run for governor was insufficient. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants people to be on alert for ticks. The agency reported there is high activity statewide thanks to nymphal deer ticks that are known to spread more tick-borne illnesses than the adult version. The department emphasized the importance of using insect repellent and more clothing to prevent ticks attaching. As some states skip a new celebration in Washington, Wisconsin says it will take part. State officials say the pavilion at the Great American State Fair in D.C. will tell the story of Wisconsin through its agriculture, industry, and culture. The event opens June 25th and runs 16 days, but it's become more political after some performers dropped out and President Donald Trump said he would hold a rally instead. Find more news at civicmedia.us.
Will the Bucks make a move? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Knicks celebrating their championship after beating the Spurs over the weekend. Now that the NBA season is over, will the Bucks GM make a trade this week regarding the future of Giannis in Milwaukee?
If John Horst is doing his job, maybe some of these other teams actually know what's on the table for Giannis. And if that's the case, yeah, man, the offers are on the table and this thing is going to happen. I just haven't heard enough or anything really in the other way of the Bucks poking around for another star or two to keep him.
As Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski, the NBA draft coming up next week in New York. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off. After beating the Phillies 4-2 Sunday, they'll open a three-game series tomorrow night against the Cleveland Guardians at AmFam Field. Infielder Cooper Pratt being called up from Nashville. NFL, the Packers OTAs wrap up this week with the rookies in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 75 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 56 for a low. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high right around 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.